The work of the Knights of Columbus, it keeps up throughout the summer months. Well, after stepping down as the Oregon State Deputy, Ken Anderson, well, he rested a little bit, but now he's back working for the Knights of Columbus in a new role. Ken is joining us today, and we introduce him as the Vice Supreme Master of the Archbishop Blanche Fourth Degree Province. That is a big title, Ken. Good morning. It is great to hear from you again.
Good morning, Brenda. It is incredibly wonderful to be back. I've always really enjoyed being able to talk on Modern Day Radio about the work of the Knights of Columbus and all the various things that we're doing to promote the good in the order and our society and the church. And so it's always very exciting for me to be here.
Well, we love having you on and to know more about the work of the Knights of Columbus. You had a very packed life serving as the state deputy for the Knights of Columbus for the state of Oregon. After a little bit of a rest, you've taken on a new role, and it has to do with the fourth degree and a larger province than just the state of Oregon. So first, for our listeners, though, just explain to all of us how these degrees work and how a man who joins the Knights of Columbus kind of works through each one of these degrees before he gets to the fourth degree.
Yeah, definitely. So the fourth degree is the highest degree within the Knights of Columbus. So generally when a man joins, and it's a little bit different now than it used to be. It used to be that there was a separate initiation ceremony for each degree, first degree, second degree, third degree, and then fourth degree, and they were all secret. And recently that's a change that's been made in the Knights of Columbus, that they first of all did away with the secrecy. So the exemplification ceremonies are public now. And then they actually combined the first, second, and third degree all into one ceremony. So when a man is becoming a Knight of Columbus, and he goes through the ceremony, he automatically becomes a third degree. And so within the context of the Knights of Columbus, the third degree is considered full knighthood. So you're considered a full knight of Columbus when you are a third degree member. And then the fourth degree is the opportunity to go even above and beyond that. And it's a higher status. It's a higher rank. Because when you're a third degree, you're referred to as a brother knight, because the Knights of Columbus is a fraternal organization. And so we refer to each other as brothers. And so when somebody is a Knight of Columbus of the third degree, we call him a brother knight. But then when he goes through the fourth degree, that's a higher status. And so he's called a sir knight when he becomes a fourth degree. It has more of a higher eliteness to it, okay. I would say.
Yeah, interesting. Now, is the work different, so to speak, that third degree knights focus on a certain area of service versus the fourth degree? Or when it comes to the charitable works of the Knights of Columbus, it's all men at every event?
Yeah, definitely. I would say it's really both. And what I mean by that is ultimately the Knights of Columbus, we are one whole organization. We have one overarching mission, which is to serve the church, to serve God, to serve our community, to help men grow in virtue and grow in the faith. And that's really our mission at all levels of the Knights of Columbus, whether it's the third degree or the fourth degree. Now, regarding the fourth degree, we do specifically focus particularly on one virtue more than the others, and that virtue is patriotism. And so generally what that means is that the fourth degree is going to focus its work and efforts on promoting patriotism, serving more on the civic level, supporting veterans' homes and supporting our veterans and showing dedication to the flag, doing flag day ceremonies, setting out flags in the community, participating in honor guards in the community for civic functions. So there's definitely a little bit more of a patriotic focus to the fourth degree, but we also very much work hand in hand with the other Knights of Columbus as well. And so One specific example that comes to mind for me is that back in March and May, we had the Blessed McGivney Relic Tour that came throughout the state twice. And so the third and the fourth degree worked hand in hand with that. So the third degree really promoted the Blessed McGivney Relic Tour to all the parishes and invited everybody and anybody and everybody to come and attend and to venerate the relic. The fourth degree was also there as well in full force, providing honor guards for the relic and really giving it a lot of special dignity as well, that you have men in the uniform with the swords standing at guard, standing on guard with the relic and making sure that that it's protected and that we're giving it this, that special ceremonial reverence as well to the relic. And so that's where the third degree and the fourth degree really work hand in hand in all of the various things that we do in the Knights of Columbus.
Ken Anderson is the Vice Supreme Master of the Archbishop Blanche a Fourth Degree Province, joining us today to fill us in on what he's been doing over the summer after stepping down as the Oregon State Deputy and takes on this new role. Well, Ken, you just took a short amount of time off, but you are ready to serve even greater role with the Knights of Columbus. And now, well, you've taken on especially a bigger area. Tell us a little bit about what you'll be doing now as the Vice Supreme Master of this province.
Yeah, so to give everybody a little bit of context about the structure of the fourth degree, the Archbishop Blanche fourth degree province covers Oregon, Idaho, and Washington in the fourth degree. And so what that means is that I'm going to be working directly with fourth degree leaders across all three of those states. Each state has a fourth degree master. And so, for example, in Oregon, the master will look after all the fourth degree. In Oregon, we call it a district master. Oregon is considered a fourth degree district. And then likewise with Idaho, they have a state level leader called the district master of the fourth degree. Washington is actually a little bit of a different story because Washington is a lot bigger as far as the Knights of Columbus go. And so they actually are divided into two fourth degree districts. And so there's two district masters in Washington. So a total of four district masters in the Archbishop Blanche province. So a lot of the work that I'm going to be doing is working directly with those four masters and inspiring them to promote the fourth degree in their district and promote growth in the fourth degree, promote a growth in virtue and good works that we do in the fourth degree in our areas as well. And just inspiring people to grow in the virtue of patriotism. Those are a lot of the elements of the work that I'm going to be doing in this new role.
Well, I cannot think of a better person to do that and somebody with a whole lot of energy. Ken Anderson joining us today. He is now the Vice Supreme Master of the Archbishop Blanche Fourth Degree Province. Well, Ken, we are so excited to have you on. Now, in order to get ready for this role, you, as so many Knights of Columbus from across the world, joined in for the 143rd Supreme Convention. It happened earlier in the month of August. I am already against my break, but I would love to talk to you more about it. Stay with me through the break so we can continue in our next half hour.
Absolutely. I'm more than happy to share a little bit more about what it was like for me when I attended the Supreme Convention and specifically what it was like in my immediate past state deputy role as well, because generally the tradition is that you get to go as immediate past state deputy, and you have some special roles and duties at the Supreme Convention as well.
All right. Fantastic. We want to hear more about that. So stay with us through the break, and we'll be back in the next half hour. And I am back with Ken Anderson. You recognize his voice and know his name because he has been with Mater Dei Radio, joining us pretty regularly on the Morning Blend. He was the Oregon State Deputy. And now in our first half hour, we talked about his role that he is taking on as the Vice Supreme Master of Archbishop Blanche, Fourth Degree Province. Ken, thanks so much for staying with us today.
Absolutely. It's an absolute pleasure to be here this morning and to talk about the Knights of Columbus and a lot of the work that I've been directly involved in and some of the experiences that I've had recently as well.
Well, one of those experiences is as you were coming out of that role as state deputy in the month of August, and you've been here to talk about it in the past, August 5th, 6th, and 7th was the 143rd Supreme Convention. We were covering quite a bit of that on the Morning Blend, and you were there. Tell us about how, was it because of your past role or now your current role that got you to the convention?
So the reason why I attended the convention is because by default, the state deputy and immediate past state deputy go to the Supreme Convention every year. And so now that I'm the immediate past state deputy, I got to go for a couple more years. I get to go to this one and then the following one. And then when you're a first year immediate past state deputy, you actually have some special duties and roles at the Supreme Convention. Generally, the first-year immediate past state deputies will help out with various duties like handing out materials to the attendees and also, you know, acting as assistant wardens, which means that we're checking for credentials before allowing people into the facilities and those types of things. So I actually was part of the distribution committee, which meant that I was responsible for handing out various materials to members as they come in. That includes like little mass booklets and pamphlets and those types of things as people are coming in and out of the session. So that was a very special role as well. And not only that, but generally the Monday night before the convention officially starts, they have an awards ceremony where they present all the different awards. They recognize all of the first year immediate past state deputies who just completed their time as state deputy, and we get to walk across the stage and shake hands with the Supreme Knight and his wife, Vanessa. And that was a really incredible opportunity. And I actually had the honor of being able to walk across that stage, being a one-year Circle of Honor recipient and a one-year Pinnacle recipient. So it was really an honor to be able to shake hands with the Supreme Knight, Patrick Kelly, and show him that I was able to get a Circle of Honor and a Pinnacle during my time. That was really an incredible honor.
Oh, wonderful. Please explain to us what each of those awards coincided with.
Yeah, so the Circle of Honor Award is the state-level award for growth in the order. So generally, the criteria for earning the Circle of Honor Award is that we have our state-level goal for membership growth and bringing in new members into the Knights of Columbus so that we can continue to expand all the good work that we do and encourage more men to grow in virtue and help them be better formed into the family men that God is calling them to be. And then another criteria for that is encouraging excellence among the councils as well. So we need a certain number of councils to earn their Star Council Award, which involves more locally growth on their level and excellence in programs and just overall council vibrancy and encouraging them to do a lot of good work to help men become better at the local level. And then finally, part of the criteria is having a certain number of holy hours throughout the year at the state level. That's also to encourage spiritual growth in the Knights of Columbus as well, because that's really our primary initiative in the Knights of Columbus is faith formation and growing in our spiritual lives as well. That's really our top priority in the Knights. So those are the criteria for the Circle of Honor Award. And then the Pinnacle Award is all of that criteria plus going above and beyond in membership growth. And so we actually went beyond meeting our membership goal. We hit our membership goal by 120%. And so that's when you get the Pinnacle Award. So it really is an honor to be able to show that the Supreme Knight, that the Oregon State was able to really grow in the last couple of years and really help change men's lives for the better and impact more lives. And that's really what we're about. What we're trying to do is impact the lives of other men.
Well, Ken, I cannot think of a more hard-working knight than you, and congratulations on those special awards. We know here at Mater Dei Radio and those who listen that you work so tirelessly for the knights in the state of Oregon. Well, you were at this convention, and that was definitely a highlight. There were many highlights, including Mass with Cardinal Tobin and a special video greeting from our new Pope Leo. Tell us a little bit about that.
You know, I have to admit, when I saw that, when they first put up that video of Pope Leo, you know, it almost just brought me to tears because, you know, the last time that that's happened, you know, I've been to several Supreme Conventions in my time, and I think they've been talking as well. And the last time that that's happened has been a long, long time. So the fact that Pope Leo made a video for us and presented it to the Knights of Columbus, that was just very, very touching. And I was very deeply moved by that and very excited about that. And it was very, very special because, you know, it gives a special recognition from our Holy Father, Pope Leo, that he very greatly values the Knights of Columbus and the work that we do. And that, you know, we have the support of the Holy Father, just as the Holy Father has the support of the Knights of Columbus as well. And so it was just, that was a really, really special opportunity for us during that time.
Well, Ken, from what I can see from event highlights on the Knights of Columbus webpage, it looks like it was a wonderful gathering. And for those who are interested, they have posted that video greeting from His Holiness, our Pope, Pope Leo XIV, in his message to the Knights of Columbus. And there's other videos from their annual reports and the state dinner. And Ken, it looks like it was a wonderful opportunity for knights from around the world to gather for that convention. And thank you so much for your update, and really thank you for being with us today.
Of course, it is an absolute pleasure.
Again, that is Ken Anderson. So, as always, he is encouraging men to join the Knights of Columbus. If you want to find out more information about membership or also find all of those features from their recent convention, all you need to do is go to today's podcast. I will add those links, and you'll find it at materdeiradio.com and on the Hail Mary Media app.